Kund is so beautiful and Radha Kund also. In my left side, Krishna Kund. And right side, Radha Kund. So many beautiful, sweet groves around Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Lalita, Vishakha and all others. I am sitting. To have the mercy of Radha and Krishna conjugal. So, first Srimati Radhika is our Swamini, our mistress, our worshipable. She is our Aradhya. So I must please her. How you can please? Not by glorifying her, but if anyone is glorifying his beloved, then he will easily be so much happy and she can bestow anything you want. So first we should try to please Srimati Radhika. How you can? By glorifying his beloved Krishna, Shyam Sundar. How? Namami Nanda Nandana. If you can think the meaning of these slokas, Namami Nanda Nandana, and then Kirtan, then so much Anand you can feel here. And heart may melting with meaning. Kanena Venu Ranjitam. Krishna has sing floats, keeping the float on his lips. And by hands this, doing this. And smiling, sing towards his beloved. Karenu Venu Ranjitam Gati Karindra Ganjitam. And when he walks something, then elephants sometimes walk like this, no? In being in merged in sulfur, what? Happiness. As if they have drunk so much wine.
Intoxicating.
So, Krishna is like that. Karena Venu Ganjitam Gati Karindra Ganjitam. More beautiful walking, sweet walking than that elephant. Gati Karindra Ganjitam Dukula Pita Shobhanam. Dukul, two sides. Dukul, Dukul means Uttariya. Uttariya, you know, like this. Very beautiful. More yellow than mustard oil seed, or we see in film, more sweet. It's like thunderbolt sometimes flashing. On cloud, color of clouds like his body. So on that yellow color, oh very good, decent. Dukula pita shobhanam. And then namami nandanam namani. So all these slokas have very, very decent and sweet meanings. If anyone will do kirtan of this and thinking something, what is in that slok, poem, oh, Krishna will come in their heart. With Radhika, in the last slok, it has been told that after that, श्रीनंदनंदनाष्टकम् पठेत् जस्याध्यान्वित तरेत् भवाब्धि दुस्तरम् लभेद अंग्री he will easily cross the birth and death, sufferings and sorrows and everything, lust and everything. He will easily cross all these things. And lavhed angri yugamaka, yugbakam mani conjugal, Radha and Krishna both, where? In Radha Kund, at Radha Kund. So, when chanting, Munindra Vinda Vandite, try to know some meanings, and thus you will feel so happy, and you will be absorbed in thinking. Mind will not go here and there. It will be automatically, it will be absorbed in this. So when you chant name, then you should see that I am in Vrindavan anywhere. In 84, cross of Vrindavan anywhere. You can be on the same shade of Bansi, but sometimes in Nandagaon. Where Nandagaon? Ter Kadam. And if you like to weep bitterly, then go to Uddhav Kyari there and see that all gopis are there lamenting, sorrowing, feeling sorrow for Krishna, and sit there for some time and chant Hare Krishna like all gopis, feeling soul separation. And if your mind is going here and there, then go to Govardhan and try to chant loudly Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and do parikrama to Govardhan. No? You can take some rest on Kusum Sarovar, Govinda Kund, and especially in Radha Kund, taking bath. First take bath in Radha Kund and then Sam Kund. So, chanting like Hare Krishna and thinking all this. Gradually, mind will be controlled. In our sampradaya, especially in the line of Rupa Goswami, anyone has not to do anything to remove anarth, only to engage mind all time, every time, second by second, only for what thing? To engage our mind in chanting, remembering, reading, worshipping whole 24 hours, so that man cannot go here and there. And thus we can easily conquer this. You will have some taste that these are the process to enter in bhakti. We should try to follow. There will be a class in at about 8 here? 10. So you should join all. I may come sometimes. Sometimes I will be busy in writing something. In morning, when finishing by 2, walking, I may come. Sometimes at 10 also may come if I have time. And evening I will surely come. 2 hours, if I will speak something and then Jayanta Prabhu will translate, so it will take more time. Gaur Premanande. So you should be ready. I want that sometimes Govind Bhakat Prabhu, sometimes Navdeep Prabhu, sometimes Prem Prayojan, sometimes Nami, sometimes Subhav Sakha, sometimes Undari, Gyan Das Prabhu, all senior and very good Vaishnava, knowing all Siddhant. These are senior Vaishnava from Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I know that There are all, so many, she is also qualified. My daughter also, Vishakha is so qualified, so they can give. One day, two person, they will give classes, very beautiful. And thus, our 7 days there will be so gainful. We can gain so many things. Like Rupa Goswami has told, without association of Vaishnava, we cannot gain bhakti. Bhagavad bhakti rahe dur, sansar nahi khoy, means, what we speak of bhakti, even our attraction to world and worldly desire will not go. Four things we should try to be far away from. What are that for? Eating, then? Four things. Eating, sleeping, ahar, nidra, bhaya, maithun. Fearing and mating. We should try to avoid. Also 3 W's. Here women's men, male also. For women, male, and for male, women, both. Not only one-sided. So we should try to follow all this. Don't take smoking and ganja bhang, you know. Ganja. What is
marijuana?
Marijuana. Ganja. Oh. It is like so dangerous that it is like a maha deep poison. Anyone can die. I will tell about this in full classes. And have a very belief, strong belief on Gurudeva and Guru Parampara. Don't have any doubt on our Guru Parampara. Otherwise you will die in Paramartha life, spiritual life. You will lose. You should not think that Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj was a very simple person. Simple means
not so much knowledge.
Ordinary. Don't. He has come in West, East, everywhere in the world, and he made a kranti, revolution in Bhakti Yoga. So we should not lose faith on him and our Guru Parampara. Any Babaji cannot do. Anywhere Babaji has been not written in epics, Vedanta, Upanishad, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahabharata, Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and in the books of our Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Ji Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. From where these Babas came? So don't be in that trap. Those who know that Parakiya Bhav is material, Krishna is material, Bhakti is material, and we are material in this body. They have no conception of true nature, true transcendental love and Parakiya Bhav. They smoke. They take ganja, and they disbelieve in Guru Parampara, and thus they want to have so many Parakiya ladies, not married ladies, Parakiya ladies, And these ladies once per year, husband, and they met together and doing so much vyabhichar. Vyabhichar means
bad behavior.
They cannot, in lakhs and lakhs births, they cannot touch bhakti. Even a semblance of bhakti. Semblance? Okay? Semblance. They are all offenders. So we should believe in our Guru Parampara and the line which has been given by our Guru Parampara. And what you do to earn your life, to maintain your life, you should do level less time more than this. What are you going to tell? You mean you have to do so much labor and to feel sufferings in maintaining your life? I see that someone 16 hours in like machines they are doing. They have no time, anything. We'll have to do more labor than this. Rupa Sanatan used to sleep 1 hour or not 1 hour. Even sometimes not sleeping. No? Always weeping, crying and so we should try to do like that. I see that so many devotees, they don't attend morning arti. They don't feel any upayogita, utility of doing morning kirtan. They don't feel anything to do chant and remember and to read books. How they can progress? They cannot progress. Now I am somewhat old, not better seeing. So weak my eyesight. That is why I don't attend Mangal Arati. But when I was in the level in Mathura to my room, and Thakurji same, daily I used to. It may be that I fell down coming from there, from a stairs, downstairs. That is why I bought. But after 3, I always never sleep. You should try to do so much labor. Don't be idle. If you are doing so many things, practicing bhakti yoga, surely Krishna and Srimati Radhika will be merciful to sprinkle their mercy. Thus, Hari Bo, Gaur Prema.
Mirandarsya Dhyananyana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Si Guravina Gurave Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadali Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadu Bhaktaya Namaha. Perhaps you have heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raya Ramanam on the bank of Godavari that when Raya Ramanam told about sadhana sadhana, that sarva dharmaha parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja aham svam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mahasucha. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that iho bhajya age kahar, Why he told? It seems that what worldly person take the meaning of this slok, that as if Arjuna is taking shelter in the lotus pot of Krishna only to give up all the fears. What fears? I will kill all my brothers, my Pitamaha, Guru, grandfather, and the daughter of the sons of my brothers, cousins. So it will be very great pap, sin. So Krishna will save me from this. That is his taking shelter. And that is why he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that there is no Atma Dharma, there is no service of Atma to Krishna in this. Only by fear of all these things he took shelter. But Krishna has told also that Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya cha Duskritam Dharma Sansthapanarthaya Sambhavami Yugeyu. If we will connect both slokas, then a very good meaning may come. What Krishna has told to Arjuna, he has told the essence of a whole Upanishad, and especially this slok after Manmana Bhava. There are four things: Guhya, Guhyatar, Guhyatam, Sarva Guhyatam. What? Guhya, confidential, more confidential, most confidential, and then super confidential. No? So, what is Guhya? That is confidential Atma Dharma. That I am part and parcel of Krishna and eternal servant of Krishna. This is Guhya. And he told to follow this. This Atma Tattva, the Tattva of soul and Krishna, Krishna Tattva, are confidential. Then, what is Guhyatar? More confidential. To do like Jagyathat Karmano, Jagyathat Karmano, Karma Bandhanam, Tadartham Kam Kanteya Mukta Sangha Samachara. Doing this Atma Tattva plus Dhyan Yoga of Paramatma. He told only first Brahma Tattva, Jiva Tattva. Jiva is also Brahman, no harm. But Paramatma is more superior than Brahma. Brahma has no body, no senses, no shape, attribute or anything. But Paramatma has some shape like one. Not thumb.
Size of the thumb.
What?
The size of the thumb.
Size of this thumb. And in this Paramatma there is some shape and also knowledge. In Brahma nothing. No shape, no knowledge, nothing. But in Paramatma that is shape, and also his chinmay and his some qualities. Shantakaram, bhujagashanam, like this, but very little. So yogi may can do dhyan. So this is gyan, atma tattva plus this meditation, remembering of this paramatma, is more superior. And then most superior, what most superior? Bhagavan, Krishna is saying, Bhagavan, and to worship him, serve him, being his dash, eternal dash. This is most confidential. And most super confidential for Vajanandan, especially Radha Kant, Gopi Kant, and to serve in the way of following the footprints of Gopis. And that is the top meaning of Manmana Bhava. Manmana Bhava, like Gopis. And if you cannot do like that, then Manmana Bhava, Madhabhakta, you can be my Bhakta. And Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smiranam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, do all these things. If you cannot be like, then he answered that, certainly I am not so much qualified, and this is a battlefield. How I can do all this? Then he told, if you are unable to do this, then you should yaji. Yaji means to do archan. You cannot give mind. You cannot sort by your mind and heart, especially soul, inner. Then outwardly you should give a lamp, you should give, offer flowers, pick up flowers and give him, make a garland and do all these things. Easy, because you cannot give your mind and heart there. So in heart, you by heart, like Raghunath Das Goswami, you cannot serve him. So better if you do outwardly archan. There is so much difference in archan and manasi seva. So much. When we will be matured in this, then by mercy of any high class of devotees, we can do manasi seva by siddha sharir. So it is very difficult. Then he told you, if you cannot do this, then you should do namaskuru. Only one do it, then got to me. And it will save you from the suffering, birth and death of whole life. You should try to do like this. But one thing here, Krishna has told that become my saranagat, sarva dharman. What kind of dharma? Worldly dharms. After that, what kinds of dharma? Liberation also. Then dharma, the service of Lakshmi Pati Vyomanenim, Narayana also seva. After that, you can serve me like Rukmini Satyabhama. Oh, give up all these things. Then, you want to serve Bhajandanandan like a das. Oh, sometimes you should be over that. Then, you want to serve me like friends. I may be controlled, but not so much. Then like Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, Vatsalya, oh it is too high. But even Mahaprabhu told that, go on more. It is sadhya and sadhan, but yet I want to hear some more. And then he told that gopis prem to Krishna, their service to Krishna is most
superior.
Oh yes, but anything more? Oh, anything more? In this world anyone has not told like this, asked like this, or something is there. Then he told that among gopis, Srimati Radhika is supreme. So his prem and service is most or supreme confidential. This thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to sprinkle one very very little partitional
particle.
Only to sprinkle in this world. So again we should come to this sloka. Dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yugayuga. So what's dharma? First you can tell that yugadharma, varnashram dharma, to establish. What is the life and soul of varnashram dharma? Atma dharma. If there is no atma dharma, then matapita ke prati kartavya.
Duty towards parents.
Parents, duty to wife, duty to husband, duty to children, duty to deshvasi,
society,
countrymen, and to world. If there is no atma dharma, these are bogus. So, whole Mahabharata was fought only for to re-establish of Atma Dharma. But what is Atma Dharma? Then again same. What? Yo bhajya, yo bhajya, yo bhajya. Then? Yo hai, yo hai. And then comes? Yo uttam, yo uttam, yo sarva uttam. And then comes friends. And then comes Vatsalya, and then Gopi Prem, and then Radha Prem comes. Krishna has come to test this thing, only Srimati Radhika's mood, and to sprinkle his Prem. That Prem, Gopi Prem. So, anyhow, the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, to test Radha mood and to sprinkle the mood of gopis. Gopis means? There are so many kinds of gopis. We cannot test as Lalita Abhishakha. We can test the maid servants of the sakhis of Lalita Abhishakha and all others. So they are Roop Manjari. Only we can serve. We are able to serve in the way of this Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, or Rup Goswami enters. So Krishna has come only for this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came very mercifully to establish all these things. One thing you should know, that Krishna came in the house of, in the womb of Devaki, but not like general persons, worldly persons. How he came? Vasudev Arnandu Abad did not give birth to Krishna. No? But Krishna mercifully descended in the womb of Yashoda or Devaki through months. Because months and Krishna is same, no difference at all. So Vasudev gave mantra to Devaki, and like a seed, Krishna went in the womb of Devaki, and Nanda Baba, in the same way, he told that today I saw that a very beautiful boy came in my heart, and I am giving to you, and you took, and same day he began pregnant. So not like ordinary thing. So you should know about bhakti. We cannot give birth to bhakti by any sadhan, but bhakti can descend here. What is bhakti? Bhakti is the swarup shakti, especially essence of both Ladini and Samrit. That is himself, Krishna or Srimati Radhika. So bhakti is none different from swarup shakti. Swashakti, swabhakti sriyam. So swa means Krishna. Bhakti, that is Radhika, love and affection for Krishna. This is swabhakti. Sriyam, his beauty. What is Rupmanjari and all others? So bhakti can come if you will see that you are qualified, you are pure, otherwise he will not come. Krishna first of all he has to face Putana. What is Putana? Putana, that is those things, those activities, those things which are not pure. A sadhak should try to give up all these things. So Krishna killed Putana, not killed, but he took his outer body, external body, and what he did of internal body, he made it pure. What is here pure? She was taking blood, flesh of newborn child. She was so envious. All the disqualities were in her. So Krishna first took all these things. He took means he destroyed. He took means not that Krishna took all this and he will have to suffer for that. No, nothing like that. Someone tells, it has been written in Chaitanya Bhagavatar, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the offenses and all other things and he became black. It is for foolish persons, no, those who are ignorant, and they had been now going to be admitted in bhakti, for those persons, to make them faith that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all these sins. But we know that he is so powerful. If anyone take the name of Krishna, then what will it be? This name will take all these sins? Or by the influence, by the abhas, semblance, it will burn down. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had nothing to take. But he saw that I have been black. Only for the persons, those who are so law, only to make faith only. But he does not do like this. So Krishna took all the bad qualities, pavitra. Pavitra means
purified
by two ways. But we can think like three: outer body by yamniyam and all other things, and then mind. Keep giving up all these things out of mind, like Upadeshamrita first slok. Vacho vega manasa krodha vegam jihva vegam utaro upastha vegam etan vigan jah visahit dhira sarvam apimam pratisha. All these are to give up. But we cannot give up. We have no power to give up. How we can give up? Only by the mercies of Guru and Vaishnava. We have to offer ourselves. And it will be done in two ways. By the help of Madhya Madhikari, Guru and Vaishnava. Because they have four functions. So we'll have to take shelter on Madhya Madhikari. But what is Madhya Madhikari, I will have to clarify today. In evening, I will clarify. Gaur Pramana. Now you can translate if anyone.